Hi, welcome to another Dynamics Community Podcast. Today we're talking about Dynamics and NAV, and we're talking with Eva. Eva, what group are you in?
So I'm in the Global Product Management, and I'm a product manager for Microsoft Dynamics NAV. And I've actually been in the company for almost 10 years, so I started out when it was Navision Software, so that's a long time ago, but it has been a great journey, it's been a lot of fun, so that's also why I'm still here.
Great. And so do you work with partners specifically? So
yeah, tell us about that. That is my focus, and I'm really fortunate in my work that I work with one of our biggest assets, and that is our partners, and try to help them sell more of their solutions. So we build programs for them, marketing material, and different processes that can enhance the way that they can sell their solution.
Oh, that's great. And so what's the partner marketing process that you've been driving and building here? And it seems like it's rolling out a convergence even more so.
Yeah, well, some of the programs that we have developed, one of them is an NAV add-on program that we have for our partners that are developing the solutions. But we also have a certified for Microsoft Dynamics program that we rolled out last year, actually. And it has taken off really well. Also for NAV 2009, we will have this certified for Microsoft Dynamics. So solutions can get certified. And the way that they can get certified is that they pass a test. And there are 10 customer references that have said yes, that they will recommend the solution. And then also for the partner that they are on a service plan with us and that they are on a highest level of in the partner program.
Excellent.
So those are some of the requirements that we have for the partners that have a certified for Microsoft Dynamics solution.
Terrific. So Dynamics NAV 2009 is just rolled out. So what are some of the important opportunities for partners going forward?
So I would definitely say that it is the role centers. That is one of the visual things also with the new release, and it's the things that can be tailor-made in the specific solution and that can be tailor-made to the roles in the specific companies. And I would say from our side, we will give them 21 role centers out of the box, so that's a good thing. And the smart thing is that the partners can then take these role centers and they can use them in the solution. They can also extend the role centers, or they can build completely new ones. And the really cool thing, I really think, is that the customers can also kind of customize these role centers so that they fit completely 100% to what they do in their daily job.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about how a customer is going to benefit from a role-tailored experience. Can they change them too, like you mentioned, with partners as well?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they are a sales manager or they are a salesperson taking orders and they would like to see specific things on their screen, they can always customize if it doesn't come from the partner solution. So there could be different reports that they want to see on a daily basis that they need for their solution or their work. But if they have a colleague that kind of does the same, but they don't need that report, they don't need to see the report on the screen. So they can really customize it so that they have everything they need at the fingertips.
Oh, great. And besides role centers, is there anything else that partners are going to benefit with NAV 2009?
Yeah, well, I would say the web service is one thing that would also be very important. Mm. So it is a way for the partners that they can build solutions and they can better share data with other applications. And I would also say that because Microsoft Dynamics NAV is built on the .NET framework, it's possible for the partners to develop solutions outside of NAV and then connect into NAV. And so also for the partners, you could say that they can use developers that are not so familiar with the NAV development environment, and they can develop external applications, but still you can connect to and from NAV. So I think that's really a great thing for the partners.
Yeah, so partners are always thinking, here's a new release, what should I do? Should I upgrade? I mean, what do you say to partners who are thinking about upgrading and what do you think is going to motivate them to move to NAV 2009?
So I would say there's only one answer to this. They should really upgrade, and they should upgrade soon because it gives them so many new opportunities. I mean, we haven't seen the role centers, this whole new user experience in any other software. So I think that would give them a great, great advantage towards the competition. So that's definitely something they should think about. And the same also with the web services. That is much more flexible, and they can, integate to many other applications. So it will give them so many new opportunities.
Yeah,
so
true.
I would definitely say go upgrade. And of course, we would like to hear from partners if they have any experiences with the upgrade. So if it's good or bad, whatever they can tell us, and how we can make it even better for them.
All right, terrific, Eva. Well, thanks again for taking the time and talking to us, and hopefully hear some partners from the community and see what they think about NAB 2009.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks.